the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, Guten Tag.
Oh.
Steve Guten Tag from Police Academy. Oh, Lord.
Yeah! Wake up, go to summer school.
Oh, yeah, that kid that didn't graduate.
No. Oh, yeah, what's his name?
Is it?
It was not an odd name, but not one you hear all the time.
Yeah, it's a good way to say it. Yeah, not odd, but not your everyday.
I think summer school is online now. I don't think you actually go to it.
Oh, that sucks. That was kind of like a last chance, like hookup.
Or to
possibility.
Well, you don't have to get a babysitter. You can keep them in school for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no crap.
As a parent.
That's why parents get so mad when school's out.
I know, they're like, damn.
For, what do you call it, weather?
Yeah, it's like, okay, in exchange for us babysitting your kids for 12 years, we get to indoctrinate and brainwash them with anything we want. Deal, parents?
Deal.
Our great-greats were like, yeah! That gives us more time out here in the field to work.
Braden. That was his name.
Well, that is kind of...
like Dallas Braden.
That's kind of... No offense to any Bradens, Jadens, or Cadens. Let's go through the alphabet. Aiden, yes. Baden? You put an R with there. Braden, yes. Caden, yes. Dayden, no.
I never heard
Faden,
that.
Faden, probably. There's probably some kind of... NBA player named Faden, or like Faden. Someone, a barber. What's up? I'm Faden.
You should. I gotta edit it.
Gayden? No, I wouldn't do it. Hayden, yes.
Hayden's a good name.
Hayden Fox, Hayden Hurst.
Like
Hayden
that.
Fox, Screaming Eagles head coach.
Jaden, certainly many times over. Daniels, Jake. Jaden. Caden with a K, probably. Layden.
Layden.
Maiden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Naden?
Iron.
Probably not.
I have a cousin named Layton, but not Layton.
Payton?
Payton. Good.
Damn, I forgot how to spell. N-O-P.
R.
What are some other ones? You already said Raiden, like a Mortal Kombat?
Caden with a Q. I bet you money is Caden. Because, again, we talked about this the other day. Drew with a J phonetically makes more sense than Drew with a D. And that's not offense to any Drews out there. With a D.
First time I ever saw this, I saw somebody tagged in a social media post. His name is Kevin, but it's heaven with a K. That's how he spells it. So it's K-E-A-V-E-N.
Man, I believe that's wild. I remember we knew one that didn't have an I. He was K-E-V-N.
Oh, yeah, not even a comma in the air, whatever you call it.
Apostrophe. Noi! Noi!
I have to believe it.
Summer school. There was another thought there off that. I don't know. Noi! Bobby! Noi! Oh! See, you know, people say, the pride is a sin. I am proud of myself right now because I've gotten back to my note taking and remembering and keeping notes. And
all right, this is good at the end of the week because you work through all this stuff.
Yes, so I've got my list of things that we
son of a bitch.
I'd write down like, hey, we need to talk about that. Oh, dude, yeah, let's bring that back. So the number one is I want you to talk about the firework truck.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you're fine with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't my truck, so I'm cool.
Oh, okay. I thought you were starting like a food truck that only like sold like bottle rockets and stuff.
Let me give you the details real quick. Like, oh, there's an update to it, too, so that's good. All right, let me...
food trucks. That's such a... That's one they'll change soon. It probably already has. We call them mobile restaurants. We call them pop-ups.
Mobile restaurant. Okay, so this
mobile restaurant, but it's a mobile home that you go in.
Come on in,
dude.
Get you
how
a sandwich.
Fun would that be? It's a intimate setting. There's only like 10 other couples in there, but it's the living room of a double wide, And they tour it around like they do food trucks. I love it. Go ahead.
Let them cook. So this happened on 75 near Chattanooga. So the original, it was a trailer full of fireworks in a truck catching fire and exploding.
Jeez.
Shooting across everywhere. People were videoing. So according to THP, their commercial vehicle enforcement division, the driver, whose name is Dalton Beeler, was cited for...
I bet you he listens to us.
A ton of stuff. It required placards he didn't have.
Placards!
Identifying his cargo, hazardous materials, shipping papers. I thought it was just a guy in a truck with a bunch of fireworks.
Well...
This makes it sound like he was, like, transporting them.
Oh, illegal? Like, they're illegal fireworks?
I don't know. It don't say.
Because how do they travel, like, how does it travel over state line? For instance, I told you about the other night, my IP or whatever the word would be or whatever never knows where I'm at, which is maybe honestly good. Sometimes it thinks I'm Charlotte. I'm talking about as far as ads go.
Yeah.
I've been getting a bunch of them for Colorado. And talking about advertising, sending me weed and stuff. They were going to charge me, though.
Oh, but, no.
Weed head.
And, but so it's, even if it's legal here, how in the mail system, it would go through states.
Yeah, yes, federal.
Where it's legal or illegal. Yeah. So how does that work along with something like this? Like, how does that... If they're illegal here.
Yeah. See, I don't know if they are in Tennessee. I got to check, but...
I used to think that peaches were illegal in North Carolina because, boy, when you get butt up to the state line, everybody was selling them.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they must be illegal there. Yeah,
this story says he wasn't supposed to be hauling any fireworks.
Was he like double haul? Like, what do they call it? Double dipping when truckers are hauling somebody's side stuff?
I don't think so.
I learned that from Trucking or Shipping Wars. Remember that show?
Oh, God. We used to watch all that.
It was fun, man. I mean, for like two seasons. This is interesting. They should do that with DoorDash. Like, there's a bunch of people. Who's going to deliver Matt's Chick-fil-A today? Lamine Yamal just said he'd do it for $5.
Dude, the angle I saw the story was head-on from the front of the truck where you see him going off. So it looks like they're in the bed of his truck, but he was hauling a huge trailer behind it.
Oh, wow.
He had a big trailer full of fireworks.
So how did they catch a fire? Did he, wasn't smoking and just tossed, did he?
I don't know, but...
If we could get Dalton, what's his name?
Beamer. It's
Dalton Beamer.
Yep.
God, that definitely sounds like somebody who would listen to us. And also a potential NASCAR driver. Dalton Beamer coming around the turn. If anybody knows Dalton... Let him know that we would like to talk to him, and I will, in exchange for his interview, we will give him some Husker do's or Husker don'ts, whatever he prefers.
That's huge. Let's see.
So here's the news story. They got a video and look at it. Oh, yeah. Good God.
Good Lord. Wow. Is Dalton with us still?
Are they going? Going off.
That's- Dude.
So he's pulled over on the side of the interstate, and they're just, now his trailer's on fire, but they're going off too at the same time.
Wow. Oh, they're going into the other side of the road.
They're almost going in the woods. Like, he could have caught the...
Oh, my God.
Trees on fire.
Oh, poor trees. How about the people?
Yeah, I don't know
I
why.
I mean, trees, yes. So but, good Lord.
The one that I'm looking at, the fire truck pulled up behind it.
Yeah, I'd like to know why he was hauling and where he was going.
Well...
I don't know what they're talking about now. Oh, they're talking about the endorsements he did not have.
So that is... I bet you money that's what that is when you do that. You know, you're licensed or whatever to haul certain things, and then you do a side gig. Haul it. It's like what Smokey was or Bandit was doing with the damn Coors Light and the elephant.
Oh, there's a side gig. Okay, so somebody drove by. And
God, the whole thing's burned out.
Look at everybody pulled over going the opposite way.
For real. Chattanoogans. I forget which one it is.
Cameron Parker, you witnessed it.
Cameron Parker.
I want to talk to you, too.
It says you are the guy who provided the video.
I want to talk about that tattoo you got.
Good Lord.
Look.
All right. Shoot that over to Paige so she can put it on her social media so people can.
That was Kenan Pickett's video right there. What's up, Kenan?
You know, that guy right there definitely listens to us. I can. If he listens to the radio, he listens to us. Kenan Pickett. Sounds like some kind of comedy duo that makes movies.
I can't tell.
We're Ken and Pickett.
Can you tell if he's sitting in the truck while this is going on?
No, he's gotten out. That first one they showed before it was cooked out. Just imagine you're like, oh man, my thing just backfired on me.
Oh, Thomas Watson, I want to talk to you too. Who's I want to talk to everybody. He's this guy here.
He's just like a young Ken Golden.
Damn.
he's the trucking analyst.
Yeah. Matt, God. This is why you. I would never be a trucker. My I don't have enough, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I don't have enough ass to sit on it that long. Like I'd get scoliosis probably from sitting or whatever. But sure, Matt, this will. Is why you own your own rig. I take a big job. For instance, next week I'm going to St. Louis, but I have 4 drops that I'm doing in between. Whereas if I just worked for a company, they would send me to one place and one place only. To me, it's a waste of money, gas, and time. That is a good one.
Is he going to St. Louis?
Your or
is
name
he going
got to cut off by the text. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Fatboy.
Dalton Beeler. I said his name wrong. It's Beeler.
Dalton Beeler. With Dalton Beeler driving and your truck, that son of a bitch is going to freaking explode. Dalton Beeler. Put the word out for us that we want to talk to him. I want to see if he might be displaced from employment.
Like, we got questions, man. His lawyer can sit on if he wants to. That's cool.
Yeah.
He can stream yard even if he wants to, you know.
Yeah.
We'll hook it up.
Okay, so I should have not remembered to write that one down. That wasn't all that entertaining. No, I'm just kidding. That was good.
I enjoyed it. I'm good at if I like it, I really don't care if anybody else does.
You know what? Oh, it's going to sound mean. I was going to say, you sound like my mama at dinner.
What are we eating?
Well, hey, baby.
Amen. Hey, mama.
Damn.
Is Paige cranking up her deal?
Paige, yes. Plug that thing up.
Turn the vibrator on.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Really is.
He's trying to convey a message. Paige Morning.
Yeah, that's what it is, because it was Shakira. It was Duhast Mitch. Now it's Rob Thomas.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Duhast was in there. Although that probably, like... What's your whistle?
Oh, yeah. The old M whistle.
Bill Brooks.
I got a rook.
God, man. This is driving me bonkers right now.
My world to live to a high change. My life to do traffic for you. We got a wreck on
Bill
85.
Bill Brooks.
Traffic's not smooth. There. And it's just like the ocean. Another moon.
Singing
it's the same steel motion that I get from you. You're worth the kind of loving that could be so smooth. Give me your heart, make it real. I'll just forget about it. Oh,
29 Wade Hampton.
29 Wade Hampton, Fleetwood Ave.
It sounds like the wind's really coming up out there, but that's just me whispering in your ear.
Oh, you made him a soul traffic reporter now.
You know what? He's going to take a work stoppage, and there's going to be wrecks out there and stuff.
You just turned him into Action Jackson. They got a wreck on 85, Spartanburg County.
Yeah, like we should do a 3-on-1. Well, that sounds like a gangbang. But an interview with Bill Brooks and hey, man, did you start out on the radio or did you start off as a cop? Were you a crossing guard back in the day?
Do you know I pulled you over right now? Huh? I said, he smelled like drugs in your car. Doo-doo weed smelled in your car.
He's sending doo-doo weed. He sends out hundreds of drones every morning from his...
He does. He controls
them. He actually lives in the Windy City, Chicago.
What do you always say a bad word?
I about did, but I'm a pro.
Live from the traffic center. I got to go take a whiz real quick.
Oh, God.
It's raining in my commode. Back to you.
Be honest, Bill. That one day when... there was one day when he did a traffic report that I think his internet was down and he was just making it up because people were like, I'm right here right now and there's not that.
Well, he did
I'm
the
messing
wrong
with you, Bill. Happy birthday. Bill's turning 90 today. Happy he birthday, is. Bill.
Still working him, too. He did the wrong city for us one day, but it was interesting.
He tries.
He did. Bill whispers like a parakeet with COPD.
We gotta work on 485 on the belt line.
I just want to know what he looks like.
Oh,
dude,
you know
what?
Oh no, yeah, we
he's cute.
We've seen him. Yeah, he never comes to any of the parties.
He's cute.
He's like a.
He's a little better than Dick Jr. for sure.
What's the movie? He's like a Howard Hughes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't let me guess. I was going to guess Hellraiser, then Gilbert Grape.
Oh, watches Gump. Movies wow. all day and eats ice cream. Mm. That's all he does.
Hey, that sounds good. That traffic. Was me.
Oh, Bill. God dang, Bill's been around for a while. Let the guy retire.
You know what? Bill didn't want me to say this, but he loves doing it.
He's been working too long.
He loves saving people time on the way to work and lives.
We love you, Bill.
I think I looked up the wrong one.
I think you did, too.
The one I'm looking up.
Bill just texted in that you can shuck it.
I'm going to make sure you get in a wreck when you leave.
No, don't say that. It's not good.
It sounds like a, like, I don't, what is that sound? Where it sounds like something's powering down, like the battery sound goes.
It's not a good sign.
It's like when a truck comes to a stop.
He's going to be messing with me the next one. He's going to say, golly, look at the traffic out here. 29 Wade Hampton. You know they only won one football game over the course of 4 years when Harris went there.
Oh, this is one of my favorite songs for sure.
You know his favorite recording artist is Sia.
Sia.
Favorite actor? Chevy Chase.
It's like a Sia. What's going on the roads right now? Everybody's speeding.
My Sherry Marsh.
And that's for sure. You'll never, ever see.
You know, now we know why Dick Lane quit. Lot. That was her Dick other Lane. Traffic guy.
His son killed him and took over is what happened.
You know, that I will claim that. That was my idea.
What?
Because the guy, it was. Because, you know, I'll go ahead and reveal it now. Maybe he won't like this or not, but I'm breaking Radio Kayfabe. His name wasn't really Dick Lane.
No.
But it was kind of like kind of giving out a kind of like, you know, road rage kind of thing. Well, then he left. And this other guy, I can't remember that guy's real name, but I enjoyed like his enthusiasm and his like he enjoyed being here and like
he was a great guy.
Yeah, but I can't remember his name, but I said, "Bill yourself as Dick Lane Jr." And they were only like 8 years apart in age, and he's like Dick Lane Jr. for like 4 or 5 years.
This is where they used to sit in the cubicles, right? Like sit in the pit and do traffic.
Yeah, man.
I'm out here on the roads, bitch. I'm in here living it up.
I did that. I did traffic.
Yeah, which for TV. Prior to internet, like,
I hated doing.
They were taking calls and writing down, like, you know, now your GPS will tell you, you know. Would you ever, if you're using GPS and it says hey, traffic report, you know, blah blah blah, and it flashes up, was it there? Do you ever let them know that it wasn't?
Like on the Waze?
Is that how it figures out that it is finally gone because somebody finally says, all right, I'll lean forward and hit no?
It's real time updates. I used it actually last week. It said, we noticed you're near a gas station. Has the price changed? And I'm like, yes, it has changed. Here's the new price. Such a nerd.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, Waze will ask you in real time certain information you can update.
So it will show you when you're coming up on an exit which gas station's charging what price?
Yeah.
Golly.
And if you're near one, it will ask you, like, do you want to update the price?
I just have the regular whatever. I don't know. It just says maps.
You probably should be reading a Rand McNally in your front seat trying to figure
that's
out what a road
down. You're being a good Samaritan and driving. I don't know if that's illegal.
We got a wreck on Spine Street. You want to look up
Spine?
I used to do that just to throw
has skirch.
People get so mad. I'm like, okay, relax. South Pine, just like, you know where I was.
Spine Street.
Remember Tucker Paul? I'd always call it Tupac Road.
Tupac Road, people get very, well, those people showed their racist ways by getting upset about that.
Aww.
I called it Turkey Paul when I was a kid. I literally, that's another one of those things. It's a small area community on the other side of Spartanburg, and it's spelled, and let's do a little spelling bee geography thing. T-U-C-A... P-A-U or U-P-A-U. But anyway.
Is there a K?
For years around here, I just heard it's Turkey Paul. So until, matter of fact, I knew somebody got married at a church there. And honest to God, and I was in my 20s. And I'm driving there and I see it on, I'm like, it's Tuckapaw. It's not Turkey Paw.
I thought it wasn't a full road. I thought it was a little road that led to
it. I think it was a mill village, but Tuckapaw is like of Native American
Sounds like
it. Tuckapaw sounds.
Yeah.
That's cool. The Tim McGraw song.
No, you're thinking of Tuckapaw.
Tuckapaw. There's an Indian riding his horse on 85. I got an accident with a
he's not that old.
Car and a horse, and there's duty right over the road.
For those in the Atlanta area, there's a bunch of horses with flames coming down the road.
No, don't say.
Let them cook. That's how you should sign off in traffic. This is Bill Brooks. Let them cook. Let her cook.
You've lost your mind.
Are you guys,
spit!
Are you guys taking calls? Look. Oh, yeah, now I say that. Now we go to break.
Yeah.
We look, I'll say this a zillion times, but I also have to realize, and this isn't me being full of myself, it's just being in the moment forgetting, that not everyone listens every day and is even aware. We always taking calls.
Oh, yeah.
So if you ever want to call in, now just not right now for the rest of the show, because I know it's a weird point to ask that.
This was the time.
8 o'clock hour FOF line, and that boy already forewarned us that one of us gets grilled pretty hard.
There's also, I'll say we're not the only ones that do Trump impersonations. That's what I like.
Oh, really?
No, you do it very well.
I like
though.
When the callers do it.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a couple of those
funny,
this week.
If it's funny.
No, if it ain't funny, I'm definitely putting it on first.
The only thing I can say that sounds like him is huge in China. It's like my Marge Simpson's great, as long as I'm saying homie. Anything else, if I say macaroni and cheese, that doesn't sound like her.
Your Daffy Duck is good, too. Because you kind of make him sound creepy, like he's working one out.
Well, that was my impression of a wet number two.
The wise guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
Morning, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Paige. People are asking if, hi. People were asking if Dick Lane was related to Nathan Lane. And I'm like, nope. Anyway, I was doing talk to text, my bad.
He was related to Dirty Dick Murdoch, and he was Dirty Dick Lane.
Yes, from the West Texas Rednecks.
Yep.
WTR. Oh my God. FTR. WTR. Fantasy match. Anyway.
West Travers Rest.
So I have some news on The Rock, if you care about.
I do too.
Say yeah!
Yeah! Well, I like Love on The Rock.
Well, The Rock recently...
No, I don't. Wait a minute.
Yeah, you do. You
love that. Love on The Rock?
I would not. That sounds like something old Southern. Come here and love on me.
Love on me.
Come here, Dwayne. Yeah. Let me hug your neck. But then she looks at the camera and gives him a rock bottom.
Dewey.
She final bosses him.
If he wasn't married, I'd smell what The Rock was cooking. He's a good cook.
What if you looked down and he was in the hallway bathroom?
He was. He's like, go smell what he's cooking.
He's in here taking a dump of Lele.
Not interested in that.
That was probably very offensive to Samoans, and I apologize.
She's trying to see his strudel.
Don't send Ming down here.
So The Rock,
you cannot be in the bloodline.
Recently had a testicular cancer scare.
Wow.
He found a painful lump on his left testicle.
It's called his leg. It's probably, those suckers are so big, you can just like pick it up and look at them.
God, boy, just open yourself up for steroid jokes, huh? or maybe, people, because that's,
Yeah. 14 pancakes a day, right, for breakfast.
Like maybe he grew a third nut, but it was real tiny. Like a woman with three nipples, but the other nipple's real tiny.
He's got three nuts.
It's really like a skin tag, but she doesn't want to get it removed, so she calls it a nipple to be cute. She gets it pierced.
So he went to the doctor to get an ultrasound to see what that was all about, and it happened to be an inflammation of the two behind testicle and it was treated with antibiotics. So
now, Trump's ballroom should be sponsored by a urologist or something.
Oh man,
maybe it's just a room where you can hang out and walk, if you know what I'm saying.
Or he opens it up to all the different sports leagues. It could be the football room. It could be soccer. You're out. Sorry, you wanted to be all cute. You don't put ball in your name.
It's a room full of balls. It's football. A ballroom.
We love balls. You could have a urologist go in with like a New Balance, and right?
Oh,
and
call it
it's
New
the
Balance.
Actual, it's who? What?
Call it New Balance. New Balance. Make some underwear New Balance. Call it New Balance. God, we're in the wrong
Madison
business.
Madison Avenue should hire us.
Really should. The one in New York City.
Yes. Yes.
Not Greer.
Yes. I was thinking, what was that damn that website where they had a bunch
Rotten.com?
No, the one where they hired women to talk to men to pretend they were really like into them.
Oh, dang it. What was it? Facebook?
No. Instagram? No, it's the dating site years ago. Big controversy. Oh. They had all these men. They were
Dolly
all
Madison?
Bots. No. Madison Booker.
What is it?
Ashley Madison.
That's what it is.
I want to roll today, guys.
God, look at that. Ashley Madison. Is that still a site?
I'll
still going?
A moment.
I think I got blocked. I can't tell anymore.
Paige is very mad at us. And I understand now why. I really do.
It's her favorite segment. She loves news. Loves it. She loves ballrooms, too. She loves balls.
It is still where desire meets discretion.
His condition, and hopefully I don't mess this up because it's an interesting scientific word. It's epididymitis.
Epididymitis?
Yeah, epididymo, whatever.
It sounds like epididymitis.
Sounds too close to adidigdomy.
But he's okay.
He is.
Yeah. Good. And I was reading there was another person.
God, the final balls.
Oh, yes, final balls battle.
He is okay, though, now, yeah, so we can't joke about it.
Okay, it was good. Minor. And then there was another former wrestler, and I read this last week, Tyler Mane. Do you know who that is?
I remember. Yes. He was in Halloween.
He was diagnosed was Brother Gucci. With breast cancer, and he's urging men to get checked. So get your ding-a-ling checked and your breast checked, boys.
I wonder how he found out.
Dude, he was, yeah, Tyler Mane was in Halloween and X-Men.
Yeah.
He was maybe not Sabretooth. Was he Sabretooth?
We love X-Men. The one that shoots lasers out of his eyes.
Rob Young, if you're listening, was he Sabretooth?
So he says, according to this, 1 in 700.
What'd you do? Google ball cancer?
Well, I looked because I remember reading about Tyler and breast cancer and thinking, God, all guys should get checked just like women do.
For sure.
Because it says that, you know.
It does say here that women can't get testicular cancer, though.
They can't.
We get ovarian cancer.
I know.
They love the black lady that makes you brain.
Just say again?
Let's talk about the X-Men.
Oh.
The black lady that makes it rain, makes Storm. The wind go
Storm, looks
around.
Like so, Jade Cargill.
So my point with that, boys, is if you got a lump, get it checked.
Okay, but like...
Here's the thing.
If it feels funky,
if you don't... like, if I'm sitting here like doing it, my nipples are going to get hard anyway just by like just touching them. Not in an erotic way, but the sensation of touch. So... Would one of you come here and touch my titties? I mean, my boobs. I mean, my nipples.
Boy.
My nipples. God, lay bone.
Almighty.
Well, you said one earlier. We both do one today.
If you...
that ain't a bad word anyway.
If you check yourself like you're supposed to for testicular lumps, it hurts. Does not feel good.
Yeah, well, like when a woman gets a... my grandma called him a boobie mashing.
When you're doing that, right?
Yes.
Going around.
That's... Put like that vice thing on there, and
you're supposed to roll them around. I guess I'm pretty sure that's how you do it.
I thought you just thumped them.
Just look in the mirror.
You just
like,
slap them.
Yeah,
looking for lumps.
You know what? I'm going to stop. Y'all should stop making fun of that.
I'm not making it.
Just trying to find laughter and.
And the reason why I brought that up with Tyler Mane is because it's important. When I remember reading that, going, we shouldn't make fun of guys like that. You know.
No.
Anytime.
No.
I'm not.
That's the fattest Jack Sparrow I've ever seen in my life.
This is one of those things where it's, I know, man. I think that's Nia Jackson drag.
This might be. Come on out to the Pirates Adventure, man. We'll make you walk the plank.
Sorry, we're doing that thing that our boss hates where we deflect to watching TV while we talk.
Yeah, still talking.
It
has
got to be very annoying to you listening. I understand.
I'm sorry.
Well, not, yeah, I mean, I was saying, you can even see it. That's not about us.
I just,
when we love Mark Hendricks. Even if he voted for Biden, we love Hendricks. I still love him. He voted for Hunter, not Joe.
I'm limiting my words so we keep you talking.
I appreciate that. No, I mean, you know, if you have something to say, just say it. So there's a latest trend. It's called
it was kind of bitches. To be honest,
it kind of was kind of the third letter of the alphabetish.
Female.
Was it? I wasn't trying to be bitchy.
Well, I really want to know. Is it
what
just,
do you want to know?
I'm being very serious. Is it just on the nipple that you're supposed to feel lumps, or is it the whole?
It's the whole thing, and especially go under your armpit right there.
Oh, and see if you can
do
the fart.
Put your arm up there right here.
I never could do
look,
it.
Look,
I had plenty of space. But that's not breast. My elbow.
Yes, it is. They check that too.
My
as well.
Boob don't go to my
it
armpit.
It does, but they check that too.
She ain't got big enough hands to.
I was going to say.
Being a pretty
big to go get Mickey Mouse hands to do her.
I don't have a big
she
armpit.
Get a Hulk fist. Stop. Sit there and punch herself in the boobs. Where's boobs? We're going boobies.
Do we love boobs? We love boobs. We like the kind of National Geographic that are just hanging.
Come on, do one more.
So the hottest social trend now on social media is it's called tan maxing.
Tan maxing.
Hashtag tan maxing. It's going viral because it's more than getting a little vitamin D. It's extreme lengths to get your skin bronzed.
Getting that D.
It's like going back to the 90s. And hopefully it's not like burning yourself like what we used to do back in the day.
Shoot, back in the day, I did it like 2 months ago.
Are you tanned a little bit?
I saw a picture of myself. And now I'm sitting here saying, oh, we'll give you more time to talk. And I go into this business here. But I saw a picture of myself from vacation, and I looked at my legs in the picture.
It.
God bless. It's
did you get sun poison?
Like, if you didn't see me at the beach and we were just like out in public and you saw me walking around like that, you'd say, wow, is he a burn victim?
I've had a dollar for every time I said
look at them legs.
I ain't looking at the legs.
Oh, don't look at her.
I got a little distracted.
Look at my legs in that picture, Paige.
Oh, God.
God, I know.
You're on fire.
I know.
I didn't even
she
look
probably
at her.
Would have asked me to wear pants looking like that.
No.
Look like two big old hot dogs wearing Nikes. The weenies,
do
not the
buns.
Do
you have any aloe vera lotion to put on your...
Well, that's in the capital of aloe vera. Hell yeah.
I thought you were on a nude beach. Okay, somebody's been breaking
the
rules.
You're making fun of my joke. It wasn't a joke. It's a real business idea.
You
know how they have nudist colonies, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why not start off a little low-key and just go to a topless colony? Instead of having your beeve and the whole thing out, why not just go
and
you wear your bikini or your pants or whatever, but you everyone's topless.
When I went to the nude beach, it was really ding-a-ling beach. There was nothing but guys there. And it wasn't good ding-a-ling beach. There was just
by the way, all your friends just said they're sending you postcards tomorrow. That's where they went on their cruise.
I went to Simon Span Pie. Oh my
God.
We're
going to Dingling. That's where the original Tree of Knowledge is. It's like Dingling Beach.
Tree of Knowledge.
And a group of them walk by and they're all pantsless. And I'm like, why, boys? Why?
Yeah. Oh, like the Bottomless Party from whatever that movie.
How would your dad say it?
And they were all
Harold and Comar.
Harold and Comar.
And they looked like they were middle aged, and I don't think gravity was kind to those boys as they walked by.
Escape from Ghetto Man.
Really?
And me and my friends were just like, turn away, look the other way, don't stare, don't laugh.
Why do you say that with that horny tone in your voice?
Yeah, I'm walking naked on this beach right now. Look at this.
Melissa Rodkey, if you're listening from Adam and Eve, send this woman a gift bag. Get her through the weekend. She's all horned up like a toad from freaking Arizona.
Don't laugh.
God.
Yeah, I like her last name because it starts with Rod.
All right, thank you, Paige. You want to close it close it in the sexiest way possible.
I'm Paige.
No, that sounds like you got emphysema.
I'm sorry, you made me laugh.
I'm Paige.
I give up.
No,
I can't.
Do it for real.
Those are your wise guys' headlines.
No, that was good.
Okay.
All right. Now the nastiness.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, here's this joker.
Be a man. Tell me, hey, man, I f***ing quit. Don't sneak onto the f***ing property, hide your damn clothes in the car, and block everybody on social media not answering the text messages.
Why don't you be a man and fire him? Why are you waiting for him to
quit?
Damn. It sounds like him a swollen thumb there at the end.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.